Well, hello and welcome. We are back. It is Thursday, July 21st. This is episode 59 of 90 Minute Life. You've probably forgotten our names. I'm Josh, my brother Paul. Say hello.
Hello.
It's been a while. April.
Yeah.
It's what are we? July. So
yeah, like our last episode was just before the season kicked off.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
So I guess, well, first off, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
Did like a little thing on Facebook for those who saw our Facebook page. It's just this year has not really gone to plan.
No.
For anything, whether it be for podcast stuff or just anything, hasn't really gotten off the way we would have liked to. And especially with doing the podcast, none of what we wanted to do has worked out. One of them obviously still will at some point, but just, you know, we had a whole list of like, we had plans and things to do, but then just the short and sweet version is, you know,
life
happens and life kind of life through.
Yeah.
Snowball after snowball after snowball, or whatever, how that works.
You know, yeah,
it was just a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, the free time that I know for me, the free time I did got, or that I did got, geez, that I did get was, you know, we went to cavalry games. Like for me, like my free time was cavalry games. And then just trying to find the brain power and the energy to do a podcast. And then, let alone even to find the time to read a book.
Yeah.
Like it's
been a rocky start to the year in our personal lives. So
like, but just, you know, on my side of the family, you know, we had a pretty serious death in the family. So that kind of,
yeah,
that took priority over doing a podcast. So I guess, long story short, thanks for your patience. Thanks for sticking around. You know, the people that see us at the games, you know, when are you doing another podcast and stuff? So it's cool that it's cool to be missed. Or that's not a good way of putting it. I think
I know what you mean.
I think in my head, it sounds better in my head.
We're happy and that then, people are, they care about us and they like our podcast enough to when they see us, they've been like, hey man, we're looking forward to a future episode. So thanks to everybody for their continued support. And hopefully we don't go another 3-4 months without hopefully before the end of the season, we do another episode after this one. But the stars aligned and we were able to get together tonight virtually for a podcast. So we can have some fun here for the next hour or so. And
well, it's funny, you know what? I think we've been chit chat about cavalry. I think we've been doing our podcast, and I use air quotes, virtually almost since we've started.
We did a few at your place. Yeah, we've done a few where we've done them together in the same building, but the majority of them have been
like even.
Have been this way
for the COVID time. We found a way of doing it separately.
Yeah. Just it's a lot easier than we thought it would be. It was just like we said in the beginning, like finding some time and some time that we can get together to do a podcast. But it's been,
and you know, we both have hairy. Yeah, we both have full-time jobs, so if I was ready to do one, you know, maybe you weren't, and then vice versa. Yeah. So, and then other stuff. So, but anyway, that's enough.
But yeah, but we're again, back.
Yeah, but exactly. And yeah, thanks for sticking around and not forgetting us. And to the international people, you know, unfortunately, you guys can't see us at the cavalry games. So, thanks for sticking around anyway, and being like just, you know, sitting patiently waiting.
and hopefully this is, you know, the first, hopefully our next episode after this episode is not you know, a month away. Hopefully we can get another one out in, you know, a couple weeks or so that start to get kind of back into at least a semi-monthly, like maybe two a month or something, every couple weeks or whatever, but we'll see how it goes. But we're back today, so let's just, I guess we have a whole beginning seasons of news that we could catch up on, but we could just talk about Cavalry.
Talk about Cavalry. We're past midway of the season, so
yeah,
what we've thought of it so far. By this point, I would I would like to think that everyone doesn't use us as a news source, because then we horribly the bed.
Yeah, then we
so everyone you all know the news already, probably. So we'll go over there's two major ones, and just as I'm talking, and this is funny because this is how we figure stuff out. We just do it right now. Do you hear? Yep. Am I echoing or making a tinny sound?
No, you sound good.
Okay, so then maybe it's just the way my voice sounds with my. I'm using a different microphone this time, so I'm not getting any feedback. But it's like certain tones
sound good to me.
I get like a, and it's weird. I can't explain it. But if you don't hear anything, then perfect.
Sound good to me. So hopefully our listeners think that we sound good as well. But yeah, sound good to me. So yeah.
If anyone wants to kick us some money so we can buy like really good microphones, that'd be awesome.
Just listen to us for now. That's what we need right now.
I'll take your money. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Your listenership is enough for me. Okay, well, what do you want to start with?
Yeah, let's start the way we've been always starting. That's not going to change. Racism sucks ass. And if people don't like humanity, or if people don't like, if colors, sexual orientations, religious beliefs, if any of those things bother you of other people, then move to space.
Yeah.
Actually, don't move to space, because I want to go to space and then you'll taint space. So I don't know what the world has to offer you, but be angry in the solitude confinement of a hole in the ground or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the world doesn't need it. And there's.
Yeah. And we'll start now.
All right. A few extra seconds for good measure. Yeah.
The point of that was to say fuck racism. Are we a PG-13 podcast? Do we get one F-bomb?
No, I think we're rated R.
Okay, well then we say it again. Fuck racism. Now we're rated it. Now we're rated R.
Yeah. 14A, you're allowed one. Now we got two, so now we're
okay. Okay. That's it. Sweet.
Or just anything negative. That's what it's anything, whether it's racism, if the way people live their life bothers you in any way, then
fuck up.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It sucks. Luckily, I guess.
We've met a lot of our listeners, and and they're all real nice. So thankfully we got some good people, some good people here. So let's, what do you want to start with first?
Okay. So sorry, just to go with that, this is how drastically different of a footballing community there is here in Canada. In Europe, you would not have the visiting team, one of their star players, just walking around nonchalantly.
Yeah.
So what I meant by that is we're a welcoming people, I like to think.
Yeah.
And especially the league, we haven't gotten to that, you know, 150-year history of a team. So their roots are heavily embedded in a community where it spans generations.
Yeah, yeah. I guess to give people context of what that means, we were just at Calgary FC versus York United FC, and we got a picture with Krasnovic Ince, defender for York United. He was just chilling, and we're like, "Oh, dude, picture." He was really nice, walking
around, just like la 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 la.
Like he was probably going to.
I think they were either friends or family. That's who.
Either way, it was cool. He was really.
It was
nice
just and... that wouldn't happen. So someone asked me like, what the difference is between, I think it was like specifically like, why did Spruce Meadows like allow a team to be like, why are they hosting a team there? And that's just like, well, we don't have the level, like, I guess, like, we do, like, we have passionate people, but the reason why, at least I think, why European teams and their fans go so crazy and why they're so passionate, because again, the team has been in the community for like 100-some years.
Yeah,
they've been around
for a long time.
Yeah, so that spans generations. And then when you have a rival, just think of 80 years from now, Calgary versus Edmonton, or Cavalry versus FC Edmonton.
Yeah,
like just think what that will be 80 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, probably definitely a little more intense, but I think just because it's Canada, I think there'll still be a level of, you know, hey, at the end of it, we can, like, you know, high five, fist bump, you know, that type of stuff. I don't know if it'll ever get to like any fights or anything like that. We're pretty polite here in Canada. We live to that stereotype for the most part sometimes.
Yeah, I'd say, like, wait, what? Have you not driven? Oh, I guess you don't drive. So, like, have you not seen the drivers?
I take. And if I'm on the bus, I'm either listening to music or sleeping.
But anyway, yeah, let's go right into it.
Yeah, kick us off.
Well, we're just midway through the season, so I believe we've played 15 games, and we're sitting atop the table with 28 points.
Yeah,
I can't complain with that. We had a little bit of a rocky start.
And we started the season with like, it was an away trip, like three away games in a row before May 1st was our home opener. Spent April on the road, and I mean there was a draw in there, but otherwise there was a couple losses.
We're first in the league. We're second for goals scored. Only Forge has scored more, thanks in part to their demolition of FC Edmonton.
Yeah, and
that was just a
couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, like they.
Oh yeah, 5-1.
Like 5-1 is. Of any sport, that's appalling. Like whether that's a hockey score or like that's, you got your ass kicked, unfortunately.
Well, so mind you, and we had a string of games there for a while there where we were undefeated.
We were at
ended
an
our
ele- we were at
recent
11
defeat.
games.
Yeah, and we just got recently defeated by York United, 1-0, and
Yeah.
that was here at Acro Field. So,
You know, I had a feeling, like, not that we would lose it, but I was expecting at least a draw, because prior to Cavalry and York, York, they got handed a little bit of a slice of humble pie by Pacific by losing 4-2. So
Yeah,
I kind of
that was.
figured that would be like, oh man, you know what? This is going to be a redemption match. Nico's going to come, like, he just got 4 goals scored on him, so he's going to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah,
And
and
he
he
did. He
did.
got the
Yeah,
clean sheet.
got the clean sheet.
And he actually, he leads the leagues in clean
Oh,
sheets.
oh, good job.
Yeah, he leads the league with 6 clean sheets.
Okay.
Carducci in third with 5.
Nice. I'm really excited by who's in second place. Atletico Ottawa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good job, Atletico Ottawa. There's somebody different. I mean, Forge and Pacific hang down the third, and they hang on to those third and fourth spots,
Yeah,
but
so I guess just to give what we're looking at, so just to give everyone a bit of a little bit of a breakdown if you don't know already, Cavalry is in first with 28, Atletico Ottawa is in second with 26, Pacific FC is in, they're in third with 26, Forge is in fourth with 23, Valor, they're in fifth with 20, Halifax Wanderers in sixth with 17, York United in seventh with 14, and unfortunately rounding up the bottom is FC Edmonton with 10.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, a little
they need 13 points to, currently they need 13 points to get that last playoff spot.
Yeah, they need
Forge
13
has it
points.
right now.
Well, 13
Each.
points would get them to, that would get them to 23. But
Okay, that's
by
I
that
guess,
time, Forge also has,
well,
they'll
yeah,
have
so
more
I guess,
points.
like, at
It's
the
still
moment, like,
doable.
they're 13 points out.
Yeah. If
So
they can put
ultimately
together some wins, I think they could do it, but
they need like a 4 or 5 game win streak.
Yeah.
And in any sport, that's hard.
Yeah.
Hell, putting together 2 wins is hard.
Yeah, and they've played 16 games, and they play, and you play what, 24, 28, 24, 28. Do you remember? How much is this?
Oh.
How many games a season? What's a regular season?
Shit.
Yeah.
I think it's 28.
20.
14 home. Because we're
Oh,
fortunate
yeah.
enough to have season tickets. It's 14 home games.
14. Okay, so 14, 14. So.
I was like, uh-oh.
So they got, so they have, what, 12 games left. 12 games left.
Yeah, I mean,
I need to do,
if you're,
can I do some quick math here?
if you're Alan Koch of FC Edmonton, you're pushing the panic button right now. And to say anything other would be,
Let's
I
see
actually,
if we can.
and truth be told, I haven't watched any interviews recently with FC Edmonton. So I don't know if he's going in front of the media being like, oh, yeah, you know, we take it one game at a time, blah, 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 blah. We're
Well,
not raising any alarms. Well, I mean,
they
you
have,
fucking should.
Well, I don't know if it's time for them to raise any alarms. I disagree.
Oh, no,
I don't think they should.
100%.
I don't think they should raise alarms, but
I
they
think
do
they
have
should.
to start. But they do have to start putting together some wins. So they have. There's a possible of 36 points left that they can get.
I know. I'm sounding the alarm right now, and I'm yelling at players being like, you start performing or you're fired.
Well,
Or whatever, or like whatever speed level thing you
I
have to
want
do.
them to improve, but I would want it to be with not play better or you're fired. I would want them
Like,
to do it more, I would want them to do it more positively, but
like, who's the guy from Speed that just says, you're fired, you're all fucking fired? That guy. You do that, you
oh,
just gotta be like that guy.
And we're talking about the movie Speed, in case people are like, what?
Yeah, we're not the talking about Speed drugs.
No, we're talking movie about the Keanu Reeves
movie Speed and Jeff Daniels.
Mm. Anyway, but they can get 36 points. That would give them up to, that would put them up to 46. With where the rest of the teams are, the rest of the league, 46 points would definitely, somewhere in the high 30s, mid 30s, I think that could possibly claim a fourth, or at least poke the bear of the fourth spot with that many points. But they do have to, they have to win more of the rest of their games than lose. And I don't just mean draws either. They have to, like, win them.
I find this year kind of, this season is weird. Like, the way Cavalry has been playing, I'm not worried. Sometimes they annoy me. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so let's switch over to Cavalry.
Well, I'm looking at the table, and then it's kind of, I took a quick second of doing like a season recap and then looking at the standings again, and it's just, you know, got Forge in fourth, and they're playing low key. Like, yes, they decimated Edmonton. In no disrespect to Edmonton, that's expected of Forge to do. If it's Forge playing Edmonton, they're expected to win that game. Now,
yeah, maybe not necessarily goals,
like 5-1, but I'm just saying, like, that's a game that when they're in the dressing room, they're like, yeah, we get 3 points now.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's one of these days, and my hope is that one of these days, someone maybe underestimates FC Edmonton, and then FC Edmonton gets a good performance and either gets a win or a really hard fought draw. So,
but Forge is in fourth. They've kind of been, to me personally, they've been quiet this year.
They've been quiet, but they're definitely like, they're one of those, like, they're always like the sleeping giant. You know,
well, not
I mean?
Even like that, but just them in fourth. I'm just like, I'm waiting. You know what? I know what's going to happen. Like, the last 2 months, they're just going to like climb the table all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
And just,
like, that's, yeah, you can't underestimate Forge. Like,
you got,
they're 2-time champion for a reason.
Like, Atletico Ottawa, they are working their ass off for second. So I'm scared I'm concerned that Atletico Ottawa, they're expelling so much energy just to stay in second that, you know, 5 games from now, they're running out of gas.
Yeah.
Forge.
Yeah.
They're going to just, you know, slowly rise up. Atletico slowly rise down. Edmonton looks like when I see them play, they're fighting just to, like, they're fighting in last place, and I'm so disheartened by that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, we want Edmonton to hope to do well. Like, we still just, I guess we started the season with them having no ownership group, and there's been no news on that. There's still really no news on that. Like, the only news on it is that, you know, it's your classic, there are interested parties and we're in talks and blah, blah, blah. That's,
and then Halifax. Well, I've
been that way since the start. So
they remain to me one of, like, they're so good, and they're just plagued by inconsistency.
Yeah. The one thing that's happened throughout the season is every team has kind of battled with it, is there's a lot of injuries, including Cavalry. Cavalry, now they have a good deep bench, which is why they're still able to pull a first spot there with players that.
I do like what Tommy says. We play. I forget. I'm not going to find the quote that he said, but he pretty much says, mm-hmm. "We don't care if we're in first, as long as we're in the top four. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, being first means nothing if we don't perform well in the playoffs." And
exactly.
I hope, because I mentioned earlier that Cavalry are kind of like, some things they do annoy me. Like, one, short corners.
I don't like any short corner by any team, and especially
hate
a team
short corners so
cheerful.
Much.
Yeah, I don't like them. Now, maybe
most of the time never work.
Yeah, maybe they work, and people will definitely can tell me of, you know, in this instance, this is when you'd want to use it. Maybe it throws them off guard. Okay, sure, fine, awesome. But if your regular corners are not, I would say that if you're going to do a short corner, it's because you've kind of, I would want them to improve on regular corners before they start to, let's do another type of a corner. Because I'd say that cavalry is like, you know, 70, I'd say 65% successful with regular corners. And that, maybe I'm being, I don't know if that's me being harsh. Maybe it's me being too generous. I don't know. Maybe they're good at corners, but they're not, I don't think they're great.
The last game, there was no good corner.
Especially the last, the most recent.
No disrespect to Camargo.
Camargo, we love you, but those corners were a little rough.
They just, it looked like an off game, but you could also see him too. Like from where he was taking the corner, the sun's right in his face. I'm sure that has to, like,
oh yeah.
You could see him before, like he's, you know,
he's got his hand in front of his face. Yeah, he's trying to block out the sun. Yeah, like,
exactly.
He's trying to pick out a spot. So yeah. You know,
so and, maybe that have, you know, getting the sun in your face, and that yeah. sucks.
And context too, like, that's why I gave them 65%, maybe even up to 70%, because for the most part, they got into first place with really good corners. We've seen Escalante take some phenomenal corners,
free kicks,
and some great free kicks too, which Escalante, is great because,
man, he's sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
He's been a beast this year. Him,
yeah,
Ali Moussi,
yeah,
like obviously, yeah. And then you know, Yao, if they're okay, so and you can tell that we've not done an episode in a while because we're kind of jumping all over the place. But again,
Yao,
like, if there's a way to purchase Yao, and maybe this is why we, you know. We lost Latoury, Victor Latoury. He signed over in Scotland to Ross County. Pebble, I guess nothing has been officially
not official,
announced. Yeah,
but it's you could almost say it's almost a done thing. Like it's pretty well like it's the most unofficial official thing right now with Arab. Being signed with looks like probably Luton Town.
So maybe we use those funds to go to CF Montreal and be like, can we have Yao permanently, please?
Arab and Pebble, like he's been, and there's another guy that when we mentioned that we got a picture with Insa from York United, we got a picture with Arab and Pebble. He was just in the stands and we're like, oh, Arab and Pebble, hell yeah. And
like was his last game, actually.
That was his last game, yeah.
He hasn't suited up yet.
But he's been great this year. And so he'll be missed on the pitch for sure. Like, but wish him all the luck. And if it indeed goes through with Luton Town, that he goes and signs over there. But is he second or third?
Well, now? He still currently sits in fifth spot for goals.
Okay, because I know for a while, I know it was a couple weeks ago, he was kind of battling for first and second there with Golden Boot race. So I mean, he hasn't played a couple games, so he's dropped down to fifth now, but solid. And he got a lot and he kind of just exploded for that middle chunk there. Like he was definitely a key of success of getting Cavalry to first place. Like he was just in beast mode. Like, oh, he was always fun to watch. So if he does sign to Luton Town, I gotta find out which streaming service has Luton Town games and whatever league they're in so that I can watch him play.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Luton Town or like,
are they championships right now?
No, I don't even think they're a championship team. I think they're Division III, I think, right now.
I'm Googling it as we speak. Luton Town. Okay, let's see. See if they can tell me where they are. Come on, Google. Let's see. They are. I think it's according to Google, they're in the championship right now.
Are they in the championship?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they were like in third division.
No. Looks like they're in the championship right now. And let's see if I can get a. They're in 10th place too. So they're like right in the middle. Oh, that's because they haven't played yet. Duh.
No, yeah, they haven't played yet.
Yeah, never mind. I'm like, oh my god, they're in 10th. Like, oh wait a minute, there's zeros across the board here. It's like, oh, okay, duh. Anyways, good luck with Arab and Pebble. Whatever the news is, whether he goes there or goes somewhere else or he stays in Cavalry, I hope they do kind of line that news up soon. But right now, it's like the worst kept secret right now. It's like,
yeah.
But yeah, who else has been? Adekubi's played good. He's been starting. Fisk is like, he's been starting a lot, and he's my. If there is a player that gets like the workhorse award, it's Fisk. Like him, yeah. And Khalifa Yao. Fisk is always in there. He's always running. He's always doing stuff, and he just works. He's a workhorse. That dude just—it's always working. I really like Fisk. I like watching him. He's always quiet. He's not quiet necessarily, but he's always. He might not be on. Like he's not scoring 5 goals a game here, but he's always in there and he's always working. I like it when he's in our starting 11. He's really good. What about you? Do you have any other standout players?
Oh man. We haven't seen a lot of Joe Mason this year. We didn't. I don't know if it's maybe like if form.
I know there's a bunch of injuries right now. I guess actually shout out right now, a quick shout out too to the two Traffords. They've been really good this year too.
Yeah, both, Charlie Trafford, he's been good.
Charlie and Mason. Yeah, everybody's actually you could just pick a player on Cavalry's roster right now. I'm like, oh, Dave played really good too.
You know, a standout player for me this year, and for like, we lost him unfortunately. It was Pebble. Like yeah, I was Pebble. So like when I thought we would have a full year of him starting, and then
he might be going to,
and then now he's gone possibly again. Like Frig, because this happened before where he went on trial with a couple teams over in England.
Mm-hmm. Now he came back and he came back better. So that was yeah. So there's that.
Scores 6 goals and then he's possibly gone again. Yeah. Dang it. Like and then Latoury like going over to the Scottish Premier League. That's huge. And it's actually funny. Somebody from Valor is also going to Ross County.
That was, let's see if I can find that. Was that, I'm quickly bringing up Valor's thing here because I think I know who you're talking about. I just want to make sure I get that. Because I know the most recent one that I can find from Valor is William Accio. Yeah. He's going to Ross County. So it was who I thought it was. So it was, William Accio. He's going from Valor to Ross County. So that's cool. Two Canadian players. I guess maybe that's all. I wonder if there's going to be more international signings for Canadian Premier League players just based on Canada's kind of place on the world soccer stage is rising. Both the women's and the men's are doing great. So
I think scouting departments in other teams and or with other teams in other countries, other parts of the world and stuff, are starting to, maybe they didn't look at Canada so much a lot before, but now they are because,
yeah,
you know, just of how we're performing internationally, obviously, you know, and then Alphonso Davies, like the success of Alphonso Davies, Jonathan David.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like they both play Champions League football.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely something. I think this is the start of what I think we'll see more of this, not this year, but in future seasons. I think we'll see more of players going off to football,
like
go to different world leagues, make a name for them, make. So, which is good to see.
If I'm Latore and the Scottish Premier League comes around and says,
"Yeah,
do you want to play for us?" Yeah.
Like, yeah, I do.
Of course I do. Because then the good thing about going to a smaller team like that is, you know, develop yourself, and then maybe Rangers come along or Celtic or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and he'll get play time, like he'll get minutes, so yeah, it's good. It's good to see. Yeah, we wish both well, Latore and William Acu, and hopefully we find out soon what Pebble's doing.
If he indeed is
signing,
like that surprised me. Like, do you know the story of Acu?
Are you asking?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess he's kind of. He's internet famous right now for a horrible penalty miss.
Oh.
Like,
dang.
I think it's been like Twitter alone, it has over 10 million views just on Twitter.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have Twitter.
Neither do I.
That happened? I guess I didn't hear about this happening. Was it in a recent game?
I forget. I'm blanking on the game right now that it was in and when it exactly was, but you know, it's got just on Twitter like something stupid like 10 million views.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I'm reading he signs to Ross County. Wait, what? Really?
Oh well, like sometimes you miss a penalty shot, like not to raise any past stories of what just happened with that one kid from Arsenal went on.
I was just Bukayo Saka. He missed with England in the Euros.
Exactly, that just happened. Like six. When was that? Was that early this year? Late last year?
Yeah.
Anyways, that was my point.
Against
is
Italy,
that it
happens. Against Italy.
Yeah. Point is that it happens. You know, sometimes you miss. That's the world of football.
That's the world of sport.
Yeah, sometimes you miss. That's okay. It's what happens afterwards. Like, you don't stop.
Keep on. Well, obviously going. It didn't hurt him too much. He got signed. He was signed to Ross County. So
I couldn't imagine that if he was in talks with going to Ross County, and then I can't imagine one missed goal would make them not want somebody. I can't imagine that for any team, for any player. 20 goals in a row that you missed? Okay, maybe that's a different story. But one, that would prevent any player from moving to any team, because every striker has missed a goal. So it happens. But
I think, I guess we've, you know, if this is our spitballing. What's the hipster lingo nowadays? This is our cavalry brain sesh.
I don't know if anybody talks like that anymore.
Fuck you. I don't talk like that, but I'm just saying.
I'm making fun of you. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. I need to put my hair up in a bun and get like a vape pen.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Shit, what was I just going to say?
Yeah, like, so what was, continue your thought. This is what you get for interrupting yourself.
I know,
you forgot what you said or what you wanted to say.
Just,
your thought just went on the floor and died. I can't help you. I can't read your mind. So,
womp womp. I just, oh no, shit. I remember what I was going to say. Like, I like what I've seen with Cavalry. I want better player placement. They still have this habit of a ball just drifts off and no one's friggin' there to get it. Like,
yeah.
A player is always like 10 feet away from the ball sometimes, it seems. And they've been like that since they started.
Yeah.
There's always a player that's just...
There always isn't a player where you want them to be.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that ball is beautiful. Why is no one there? Yeah, it happens. Yeah, I'd like to see that get better. I'd like to see maybe... They've been getting better at taking chances, but maybe take even more of them. Like, I'll always...
I'm weird. I want them to take chance. Like, it's funny. Like, I'm like, I use the Wayne Gretzky lingo of you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But then I also want good quality shots.
Well, that's also the other part of it. You can't go for every shot because then, you know, yeah, a lot of them might go off target or whatever. Like, but maybe, I guess maybe that would be a, so then maybe there needs to be some more tactical awareness of good balls, you know, like.
But that's in the English Premier League all the time too, so.
Oh, of course.
I mean, the ball's in a good spot and you just run up to it and you smash it. Oops.
Yeah.
All right. My bad.
What happened?
But no, but overall, I think actually, you know who's been really like, and I can finally say this, and I mean this in the utmost respect, and I'm not shitting on him at all.
Okay.
But it's finally nice to see him play.
Okay.
It's Sergio Camargo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is the most we've seen him because he's been plagued with injuries, unfortunately, and
he's been playing well. He's another guy who's he puts a shift in when he's on the field. So I'm very happy to see him play when he's playing. I know we kind of dunked on his corner shot in the last game, but
sorry, Kumar.
We don't mean it meanly. We're just, you know, there wasn't some good corners there, but he's not by far and away the only guy who's on Cavalry that's had a corner or two. I feel Camargo
is the guy that goes, you know what, fuck these guys. And then he goes on where he can get our information. And then he'll email us and be like, fuck you, bro. You take a better corner in the sun, you know, and I wouldn't. And he would laugh at me. Like, I feel he's that kind of guy, not to be a dick, but he's just. What was their last away game?
Ottawa?
Ottawa. And there was that, I think it was in the second half. He went down. I guess they didn't like it. And then he got up and he did some weird like texting motion. Like he's calling out the crowd because they were booing him and getting mad at him. And then he just does his thing.
Yeah, that was a weird that I did. I'm not cool, so I didn't really recognize any of what he was doing.
Yeah,
if it's a thing, I didn't recognize it.
If it is a thing, I don't know what it is because
that's what I mean. I'm too old. I'm not cool anymore.
I'm not cool at all. But I feel he's the kind of guy that would just – he would call you up and be like, what the hell, bro?
Yeah. But, yeah, we –
Camargo's the shit.
He's played really well this season. I'm really happy.
I like the more I see him, it's like finally.
Yeah. It's the Camargo – He started to be the Camargo that we've heard about from Foothills, which has been nice. So,
and I, you know what, honestly, and I think part of our success too is got Nick Ledgerwood as an assistant coach. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, actually, I'll say that even in the last game against York, where you know there was some you know, some moments that I wish were a little bit different. Like, you know, a corner by Camargo or a short corner is taken or just a chance not taken or a player's not where the ball is or blah, blah, blah. But I will, one thing that I will say that even in that game, though, Cavalry FC, I think they've gelled really well and they play well. Like, it's not like, yes, Cavalry lost. We just lost to York, but they kind of lost as a team. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they win as a team, they lose as a team.
That was one of the comments I was going to make was, it's
they're one, they're in brain sync with each other, which is really nice to see that they're, maybe they didn't have a great overall performance, but it was a team performance, not like an individual. They're playing as a team, if good or bad, whether they win the game or they don't. It's something that I like to see. Yeah, the result wasn't there in the most recent game, but whatever. Like, teams are going to lose, but
I've noticed in the
last, won't win every game. But
I've noticed it more so in the last 8 games. They lose the ball as a team and then work together to get it back, and then that's usually when they create a scoring chance. And I just sometimes I wish they could just build on that a little bit more, because they have space. There's two parts of the field where it seems like, and I've noticed it again in the last 8 games, actually even almost all season, almost. And people can say that I'm wrong, which is completely fine. But there's two areas of the pitch where they have a lot of space.
Okay.
And I think they could do a lot more with it. And that's in the middle and on the left.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then just use Ali Moussi as that floating guy just to take the ball. And he's done that. All of a sudden, he just takes the ball himself and then just kicks the ball. He just puts his head down. Fuck it. I'm kicking it. I'm taking a shot.
Yeah.
It 90% of the time goes wide or over the net. His thing, it seems to go over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But he's that floating guy that just kind of like, he just goes wherever he wants in the front, on the front there.
He goes where he's needed.
Yeah, exactly. And then takes it. Like, I've seen space in, if all the nerds can be like, well, what do you mean in the middle? Like, there's blah, blah, blah. Okay, central midfield there. Okay. Central midfield and the left. And the left is because of Jose Escalante. The guy's footwork is insane.
Oh, yeah. He's been getting better.
And he does the same thing, and it works every time.
Mm-hmm.
He does the same step over, and it works almost all the time. Because he either...
Don't give away his secrets. Never know if someone's going to be listening to this from another team. I'm just kidding.
You know what? Other teams, you know what? Okay, fine, rest of the league. You should be doing your homework and watching game film. So instead of listening to our podcast, you should be watching game film.
If you do listen to our podcast, let us know.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome too.
But
he either, every time he does the same little thing, and he either gets a shot or he gets either a shot, a pass.
Or he gets a corner.
Or he gets the corner. Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. Got to get those corners. That's what I mean. Like, in, you know, okay, like, I've seen great corners this year out of Cavalry. So that's why the ones that aren't, you kind of stick out a little more of like, oh man, but you just did a whole bunch of good ones. But yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some tweaks and improvements that they can make. The one thing I do like, though, is that they've, with the starting 11, even if they put in a couple other guys to off of them gelling, the whole team, like, it's the whole bench is gelled. So that's, I think, one of the, another key of Cavalry's, it's been talked about to death on other things too, but they've got enough people where they can have almost a different starting 11 every game, but they still feel like a cohesive starting 11 that's been playing for months. You know what I mean? That's a
actually one of my favorite cavalry players is Elliot Simmons. No one talks about him enough.
Mm-hmm. He's another guy who, when he's on that field, when he's on that pitch, he works.
He bosses the midfield, or you know, yeah. or he tries to. Like, yeah, he's a yeah. you know, he's a smaller guy.
Still bigger than me. But
like, all it takes is someone either a little bit more muscle mass or whatever, and maybe could bump him off the ball a bit, but you're not going to get, I feel like you won't get his work ethic in somebody else though. Like that guy, just when he's on the field, it doesn't matter for how long it is. He works.
Yeah. He's strong. That's what I mean. Like you can look at the roster of Cavalry FC and just, you can just read a name off and be like, wow, they've been playing really well too. The only names you can't say that are the ones that are injured. I really hope some of the injured guys too, if they don't end up playing this year, just because there's some pretty strong injuries that I hope they sign for next year.
We got Patrick Swayze, Patrick Swayze back on the team.
Yeah, DKR, Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse.
Okay, so for everyone listening, okay, so
go watch the movie Roadhouse.
For all the local people that like go to the Cavalry games and blah 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 blah, we want to start a thing for DKR. Where we just, if he goes in for a tackle or if he gets yellow carded,
we start yelling Roadhouse.
We just chant start Roadhouse.
Yeah. I think that's our nickname for him, Roadhouse.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
Like I want a jersey that says Joe Roadhouse Di Chiara with his number. Or just
Roadhouse on the back.
Or just Roadhouse, but it has to be with Di Chiara as well.
And then
just so that people know who we're talking about.
But, and if you want context, it goes back to last season. It was at Spruce Meadows.
Didn't he get red carded in that game?
There was a scrum on the pitch. He's opposite the field.
Yeah.
He runs in and grabs the dude by the throat.
Yeah. And if people are younger and they haven't seen the movie Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze, RIP.
Awesome.
In that movie, he's a bouncer with an attitude and he kills a guy by ripping his throat out, just almost like a throat punch, but instead he something's left behind. And
we either call movie. Him Roadhouse or MacGruber.
I like Roadhouse better because Roadhouse is a better movie than MacGruber. And Patrick Swayze is awesome.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
So that's so for all the 109 that are listening, we will reconvene.
They're listening. Roadhouse.
We will reconvene at the next home game, which is Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, against Forge.
That's a big game too.
And it's Wednesday. That sucks.
Yeah.
You put Forge on a Wednesday.
It's one of the last midweek games that we have.
But just, man, like Wednesday, we got Forge during the week.
Oh, you know what, though? The next time we play Forge is also a home game, and it's a Friday. So that's not too bad.
Oh.
August 12th. So that'll be good.
Sweet.
So that means don't have to go to work the next day. Beers will be drank. Songs will be sung.
Red cards will be displayed to Tristan or to Borges there.
Yeah, Tristan Borges.
His name is Tristan.
You had it right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why his name's not Tristan. It's not that lame. I'm just kidding.
It's weird though. I get it. Yeah, never mind.
But
I was trying to figure out why there's been such a giant gap at Forge games, but they're actually, this will be the first time since.
It feels like forever since April. We played Forge.
April. It's been since April.
Yeah. So actually, because my wife and kid were at that game.
Yeah.
They were the one in Hamilton.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they were at that April 16th game. Yeah, we have. It's Forge, July 27th, And then July 30th, the Saturday, is FC Edmonton. Then we go to Winnipeg, and then we're back in Calgary, and it's Forge again. So it's some back-to-back Forge almost. And then we play Forge again in September, and that's back at Tim Hortons Field. So,
yeah. And if there's any foot soldiers listening, you know, we want to do a Roadhouse chant. I'm game for any chant that embodies awesome movies, particularly from the 80s, and like wrestling. So what Josh and I do at the games, we do it.
We do the Ric Flair woo.
The Ric Flair woo. We
at
use
the start
our
of every game.
We throw our scarf over our shoulder like a championship belt.
Yeah.
And we give it a smack and we just go woo.
Yeah. Yeah, we do perfect. That when they score, and we do that when Cavalry scores too.
Yeah. It's perfect.
It's a championship belt, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I like it. We'll have to get the rest of our row doing it.
And then I want to do like an Ultimate Warrior thing. But I think everyone would just think I'm retarded because all of a sudden the counter would come over and I would use the railing and I would just start doing the Ultimate Warrior, like shaking the railing and then is he having a stroke? Is he having a seizure? I'm like, no, I'm the Ultimate Warrior. And
he might be a little bit, for as popular as he is, no one knows what he does. So I think the only other wrestler you could do could be like something to do with Macho Man. Hulk Hogan, like, you know, Hulk Hogan's got that whole thing where he puts his hand to his ear. Maybe something along those lines, but yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think we should bring back Jabroni.
Jabroni? That's still a thing. Yeah. People still use that word.
Like The Rock?
Yeah.
Just be like, just bring it, Jabroni.
So I like to listen to some podcasts. I guess while I'm at work, I like to listen to them. There's a particular podcast I listen to, one of the many video game podcasts I listen to. And one of the hosts on there is always using Jabroni. It's hilarious. It's really funny. It's really funny. It's a good podcast. Yeah.
When they're at Spruce Meadows, when they're announcing the visiting teams starting 11,
mm-hmm.
you could just pull a Stone Cold what?
Yeah. Yeah,
when he's announcing the players.
I miss Stone Cold.
I listen to his podcast, The Bone. Oh, this Bone Skull. Ah, frig! What the hell is it called now?
That's okay.
The Skull. Broken Skull Session.
Whatever it's called, that's cool.
Yeah, I like his because he gets a lot of. He gets a lot of wrestlers and they just kind of talk like, you know, stuff from back in the day or
some stories and that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
But anyway, enough about wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only how many home games are left here? 2, 5, 8.
Oh man. Are we down to the final 8 already? Jeez.
Eight home games left. That's what I'm reading. Did I miscount? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, 6, 7, 8. It's funny. Yeah. So at work, I work at a brewery, and we go by the number of the day number of the year.
So okay.
Out of 365 days in a year. We go by the number of the day. On Tuesday, it was day 200. And then when I saw that, there's only 165 days left of the year? Really? Damn.
I mean, it's almost August. Do you have any final thoughts on Cavalry or the league?
Well, I'm waiting. I hang on a thread. I've been hanging on a thread for more news about Saskatchewan.
Yeah, they're plugging away. They just revealed some new renderings of that stadium they're trying to make. So
I Google that once a day just to see if there's any.
I have the ownership group. They have a website, and I have that bookmarked, and I check it now and again.
But
they're still they're plugging away, so it's not it's still happening. It's just, I guess it's going to be probably like 2020. Well, they were saying initially that it was going to be like they were shooting for a 2023, 2024, and it's looking like it's actually probably going to be that way.
And then actually I just thought of a loose thought that I never thought of researching before, and I actually forgot about. And I don't know. I'll mention it anyway. Do we have a new commissioner yet?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. If that was announced, I don't even remember.
You know what? That's a good. Well, here, let's see what Google says.
Yeah. Like, I'm in front of my computer right now. So, like, because David Klanikin, he has his team now. Windsor, right?
Yes, Windsor. Let's see. He was doing this at the same time here. I think I found an article. Let's see. There we go. The Canadian Premier League and Canadian Soccer Business announced today the process to replace CPL. Oh, okay. I think the newest news is that they've got this committee that's made out of some ownerships and owners.
Wow.
And they're tackling the let's get a person that. So we've got Scott Mitchell, managing partner and CEO of Forge FC, Dean Shillington, chairman of Pacific FC and 65 Sports and Entertainment co-founder, Ian Allison, president and CEO of Cavalry FC, and Derek Martin, president and founder of Halifax Wanderers FC. It seems that this group of people is doing exactly that. They're doing.
Oh,
that.
Wait! They're looking for someone. Are their names in the running to be the next one?
No, this is a committee that's going to look at. These aren't names that are putting themselves in the name of a become. The
oh
new
shit! Because I was like, oh what, Ian Allison? Oh man, he. Well. No, I maybe would not want to put him in charge of a league, but.
Yeah, it seems like this is a committee that's looking at different. They're doing numerous things, and one of them being we need to have a commissioner.
Yeah.
I can't. That seems to be. And that was from February.
Well, either way, these are the things that I've been paying attention to. Like, I'm waiting on news for Saskatchewan, and then like who's the new commissioner if that hasn't been announced yet. But I guess overall, I like Cavalry's shape, you know.
So do I.
And I'm not saying this because we're in first, but I'm not worried, and I'm using air quotes. I'm not worried yet. There's a few areas that concern me. And there's a couple things.
But regular stuff that kind of. None of it is. None of the stuff that need to maybe be tightened up or whatever. It's not like the sky's not falling type of thing.
No, the sky isn't falling at all. And
Cavalry's, you know, they're in a good spot right now. Not just first, but I mean. I think they're in a good spot as far as the team and the way they're playing together. Like those, we'll have to see. I don't want to get my hopes up, and obviously I'm going to start saying that they can take it all and
I'm not saying that yet.
The thing, but I, you know, I don't want to, you know, I, that's what I want them to do, obviously, but, and I think they can. I think they're playing well, and I think if they can tighten spots, they can be a force to be reckoned with. But, you know, this is, they've been really, really consistent the last several months. Like, it took them a little bit in the beginning to kind of find their footing, but once they did, they took that pitch running. So they've been very enjoyable to watch throughout the season so far.
Well, I expect them. So their next game is tomorrow.
Tomorrow
against Pacific. Against Pacific in,
yeah,
or in BC in tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were York's redemption match. I feel Pacific will be our redemption match.
Could be. I mean, I hope so. I just want them to play well tomorrow. I'm not going to start going on about who's going to win or Pacific, you know, they play well at home. So we'll see what happens. I'd love a win, but I'd take a draw.
You know what my biggest gripe about them playing Pacific is?
What's that?
I have to watch it on that really shitty camera view.
Oh, yeah.
I hate watching games on TV.
Yeah.
When they're in Pacific, because it's terrible.
That's one of the things they're looking at changing when they were the first team to announce that they're upgrading to a 10,000 plus capacity stadium. So that's like probably the top of the list thing that they're changing is that. So,
oh man, they better.
Oh yeah, like that's, they'll definitely be changing that. So yeah. I'm with you as far as though, like, Calgary's in a good spot. Like, to echo what you said. Yeah, they're in a good spot. I think they'll definitely make a chase for that North Star Shield, that's for sure. I think that's an episode. I had fun.
Is that an episode? Yeah. Are we?
I think so. I think we're about to talk about.
Are we just at the point about how awesome toilet paper is?
Yeah. Which reminds me, I gotta buy groceries tomorrow. Yeah, I think this has been episode 59. And we'll definitely. I don't think we'll take as long as a. Like, I don't think we'll be taking no 2-3 month hiatus again. But
unless something really shitty happens, and
well, I mean, shitty stuff has already happened. But hopefully, we're kind of on the other side of that stuff now. But thanks again to everybody who's been with us this long and put up with our little bit of a hiatus breaky thing here. It's always appreciated, you guys' kind words and your listenership. It's why we do this podcast, so that people seem to like listening to it. So, and we, you know, despite the last couple months, we very much enjoy doing it when we get the chance to. So this will not be the last time you hear our voices. Sounds like a threat. That sounds like a threat. You'll hear us again. No. But this has been episode 59. Thank you for listening.
Should one of us try to attempt to be like, what services are we even on anymore?
I was just gonna say, do you know them all?
Okay. All right. Well, we're on Apple.
Yeah.
So you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Overcast, and
yes,
Anchor, because we use Anchor to record.
Yes.
It's the best way to record a podcast.
I mean, me and you have been able to figure it out. So if we can figure it out, I think everybody can, because we're not exactly, I'm not saying we're not smart, but we're not, you know, brain surgeons either. So
I made a recipe for home beer that I'm going to be brewing from scratch. Like, I'm doing an all grain brew. If I can figure that out, I'm pretty sure I can figure other stuff out.
Cool.
Because beer involves lots of science.
Nah. Sweet. Okay, well, you have to let me try it. As long as I don't go blind.
No. Well, that's like, that's you get blind from like vodka and stuff. I'm just making a hazy IPA.
Nice. But you did name all of the places where people can find us. So thank you, everybody, again for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see you. We'll see you next episode. Stay safe.
And if next home game, come and find Paul and I. If you happen to be there, we're section 108, row one.
Yeah, we're right in the very front.
Yeah, come and say hi. I'll probably have my battle vest on with the Iron Maiden patch on the back. So
he's the only person there with an iron. Now, I had a beard, and I just decided last night because I was bored, I shaved just because I'm like, I don't want a beard anymore.
You got long hair, though, so you're pretty easy you can kind of be easy to spot. So,
I got long, girly hair. Now I have a girly face. Not to say anything bad against stuff.
That's okay. But yeah, come and find us. Say hi. We'll see you next episode for episode 60.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We're turning 60.
Yeah, turning 60. I feel like 60.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
All right, we'll see you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.